I don't understand how more people don't see it. Maybe hearing it in this way, laid out this way, it will wake some people up, but give this a watch.
This is interesting. There was an attempted coup. A bunch of people stormed a government building.
It wasn't that big of a deal. It's not like anybody got hurt.
No, it looks like some people died, including some police officers. And then before the election, there was hyperinflation and some pretty big economic concerns.
Yeah, the price of eggs and sliced cheese got ridiculous.
And the rhetoric about those people's pretty intense. Poisoning the blood of the country?
He's just saying they need to leave the country and stop taking our jobs, that's all.
Threatening journalists who criticize him with legal threats of imprisonment and dismantling the public's trust in the media by calling them oppressive lies.
Well, what's he supposed to do? Just let them keep lying about him and covering up the real news? I mean, come on.
They went after higher education, punishing universities that didn't adhere to their political ideologies and started telling them who they could and couldn't accept as students.
It's about time. Everyone knows colleges are just liberal brainwashing factories.
Then they started sending people they considered enemies of the state to foreign gulags, even their own citizens, and arresting any citizens that tried to stop it.
Yeah, people shouldn't be helping other people that are breaking the law. And also, a lot of those people are from El Salvador, so they're really just going home.
El Salvador? What are you talking about?
Donald Trump, what are you talking about?
I was reading the history of Germany in the 1920s and 30s and the events that led up to the Holocaust.
It's not coming to you yet. The flags aren't red enough yet. The bells aren't loud enough yet. We're following the same playbook. We're all the way up to the round them up and throw them in camps portion. We had the attempted coup. Press are the enemy of the state. Round up people and throw them into concentration camps or ship them off to other countries. We're going after political enemies that investigated us before. Yeah, we're following the exact same playbook. How do you not see it? How do you not see it? The only thing we haven't done yet is invade another country. We've bombed one. We've threatened multiple. We've threatened to invade Panama and Mexico, Greenland, Palestine, and we've bombed Iran. But the only part of the Nazi handbook that we have not mirrored up until this point is the invasion and occupation of other countries. Other than that, we're following it step-by-step, play-by-play. We are all the way up to put people in concentration camps. And you don't see it. How?